Today, we're sharing with you how to turn your listeners into newsletter subscribers and why that could be the key to making more money from your show.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And today, in this episode, you'll discover the biggest mistakes podcasters make with lead magnets and how they kill conversion.
How to use late-up episodes to naturally guide the listeners from value to opt-in.
And why positioning your lead magnet as a next step, not a random add-on, will transform your results. And of course, how to do that. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. So here's the uncomfortable reality that most podcasters miss. Only 1 to 3% of your listeners on average are ready to make a purchase decision at any given moment, regardless of how much of their episodes they've listened to or how valuable your content is or how good your offer is.
Even worse, the traditional book a call CTA means you're losing connection with the other 97%.
And don't get me wrong, there's a time and place for a book a call to action, and we have spoke about that in other episodes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there is nothing wrong with that. But because, of course, we do want to cater to people who are ready to buy. But today, obviously, as you can tell, there's a big gap if you just focus on that. So today we're talking about the strategic bridge that captures the attention and permission of that crucial and much bigger 97% majority. So you can turn casual listeners who are not ready to buy yet into email subscribers who are much more likely to buy than if they're just podcast listeners for a multitude of reasons. People are way more likely to buy over email than they are over a podcast. And that's another story for another day. In fact, we've got other episodes for that. I would recommend episode 261, where we break down exactly why emails are much higher conversion than just selling directly through the podcast. So if you've been disappointed by the conversion rates from your podcast to your offers, this episode might completely transform how you approach this, and hopefully it can fix it. Now, if you don't have a call to action to join your email list, again, firstly, I would recommend checking out that episode. That's fine. You know, you might be telling people to listen to another episode. There might be a reason for that. Know that when you are trying to monetize your podcast and get more of your listeners to buy from you, you can definitely shift the focus towards getting more people to join your email list. But look, let's say you do have a way for people to join your list from your podcast. There is two huge mistakes that we see very, very often that can completely sabotage the conversions. And so before we get into things a little bit more, it's just important to address these and fix these right away if you see yourself in them.
So number one is this. The join my newsletter non-offer. Just like inviting someone to a party without telling them what kind of event it is, who's going to be there, why they should join. Honestly, we see so many podcasters after we order their show who just mention at the end of the episode, hey, join my newsletter or grab this freebie. But they didn't provide context or a compelling reason as to why someone should take that action.
It's like saying, give me your contact information because I want it. rather than here's the specific value you'll receive from letting me know your contact details. Right, completely different. And secondly, and this one is a bit more subtle, the first one, that's an absolute classic. The misaligned lead magnet. This is something that, again, it's a bit more subtle, but here's what typically happens. A podcaster creates a single generic lead magnet, for example, like a 7-step guide, you know, and offers it at the end of every episode, regardless of the episode's topic. And there's nothing wrong with this, but then when they look into the conversions, they're puzzled why listeners are not downloading the guide. And it's because there's a huge topic disconnection, because your lead magnet is about one thing or about a big umbrella thing, whereas the episode was about something different or a much more nuanced area of that broader topic. And it doesn't make it that natural next step. It feels more like push marketing, where you're kind of like putting something in front of people, rather than pull marketing, where you're drawing people in and kind of building up to it. What that means is it's actually a wasted opportunity to capitalize on the value of that specific episode because you're just advertising something that is just applicable to any of your episodes or your show as a whole. This, again, it's a bit more subtle, it's a bit more nuanced, and the face value, it looks like it's a fine thing to do. And don't get me wrong, you can't come up with a new lead magnet all the time. That's not what we're saying. But be aware that if you just have one generic one, this will hurt your conversions.
But then the question becomes, well, what should you do? That's pretty simple. If you want to start growing your newsletter subscribers, your email list, it's a pretty simple solution. you have to start creating what we call layup episodes.
All right, Anthony, what's a layup?
So in basketball, a layup is one of the easiest, highest percentage shots you can take. It's essentially when a player gets very close to the basket and gently places the ball in. Usually this happens because a smooth setup, meaning they get a good pass or a breakthrough or a smart play that made the shot basically guaranteed.
It's a similar one for those in the UK, a penalty in football. Anyway, apply that to podcasting. A layup episode is like that smooth basketball setup where your episode sets up your lead magnet so perfectly that by the time you offer it, how are your listeners not going to take it? That's the feeling you want to invoke. Oh, wow, I really need that. They kind of just, they just go along with it. Like,
it's a natural next step. It's not like, oh, what the hell is this random thing?
Yeah.
It just makes sense for them to take that next call to action.
Exactly.
So an example of this is, let's say, for example, you had a free league magnet that was all about the productivity system template. Now, instead of just randomly promoting it in the middle of a Q&A episode, you can create what we call a layup episode titled The 3 Reasons Most Productivity Hacks Fail. And then in the episode, you'll break down why most systems are too complicated, why people give up after 3 days trying a new system, what a simple, sustainable system actually looks like. And then at the end, you present, so I thought it would be helpful, and I've put together a super simple template that can help you build your own productivity system that you actually stick to. You can go to the link in the description and grab your free template.
And bang, the shot goes in. The crowd goes wild. That's the layup. Yeah.
So really the point here is, again, having a very simple episode that really lays up your lead magnet. It doesn't feel disconnected. It's going to feel like an actual next step for your audience. You've educated them. You've built interest around productivity, the systems, and you've created a desire that makes the next step, again, feels so natural. The framing I like to think about this is, you, this sounds so funny. You want your listeners, and this again, I love you guys. You want your listeners to almost feel like, you want your listeners to almost feel like their time isn't complete with the podcast, and it would be silly for them to walk away if they didn't take the lead magnet. You want to be so good and make so much sense that it's like, why would I not take this? Like, have I just invested 20 minutes to get educated about this thing? That sounds really good for me not to just give away my email for free.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. So look, practically speaking, how do we actually do this then? What are the order of steps that a listener can take right now to go and do this and have a layup episode, get people joining their list?
Step one, create a lead magnet.
Oh, wow. Never would have guessed that one.
Step two, create and record your layup episode. Step three, the natural next step, positioning.
Ooh. Okay.
And let's dive into each one. Step one, maybe we just create an episode, find a random lead magnet, attach it to the end. We don't want to do that. We want to first create our lead magnet that we want to give, again, a high value lead magnet that feels personalized, feels specific, that we want to give to our audience. And then step two is creating and recording the layup episode. The entire point of this episode is to educate your audience around the topic. And by doing so, you're building more interest and desire for your audience to want the lead magnet you'll offer at the end of the episode. This, in a nutshell, is marketing, right? You're creating very intentionally so you drive your audience to take a very specific action. This shouldn't just be an afterthought. If we're building a business-driven podcast, we want to generate sales, grow our audience, have more influence, grow our newsletters, we have to start creating with intention, not just hoping these things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess, step number three, what is that?
So step number three is the natural next step. This is the layup aspect. So we want to frame the lead magnet as the logical continuation of the episode's value rather than a separate offer. Big distinction here. Because again, with a generic lead magnet, of course it's a separate offer. With a lead magnet specific to that episode, you have the potential to really make it a layup, but you still have to think about how you do that. So this is the layup aspect, right? Which again, is really taken care of if you do steps one and two, you're creating the layup. Because if you've got a lead magnet and it's specific to that episode's topic, and you talk and you provide value on that episode's topic, and then position and talk about the lead magnet as the next step to follow through with implementing what was discussed in the episode, with a productivity example, right? You can tell someone about productivity, and then if particularly if the productivity, there's systems, there's things to plan, etc., there's going to be a tool needed to do that.
Mm.
And so you can naturally position that tool as the thing to complete the steps during the episode, right? It's hard to get this wrong, I think, if you have steps one and two in place. But I guess if I'm really thinking out loud here, where you can get it wrong is if it's just about the same topic, but you've given everything they need in the episode so that they don't need it. Yes. Whereas again, the productivity example is good because you can tell people what they need to do to get better productivity or whatever, and then give them a tool that will help them do exactly that, the steps you discuss. Then it feels logical. But if you give the steps, if you talk about the things they need to do to increase productivity and then just give like a random productivity guide, yeah, you'd still be in with a better chance, but they don't necessarily need it because that productivity guide isn't the specific tool to implement those steps. It's just more information on the subject.
Yeah, it's kind of like they've already got the value from the episode. So it's, why would I just get this guide when I've just listened to you give me this guide?
You also do this with just how you talk about it as well. So if I say, if you enjoyed this episode about productivity systems, I've created a companion workbook that helps you implement what you just learned. Now, that's a pretty mid call to action. But as an example, it feels very different from sign up for my free productivity guide. Again, the topic is the same, right? But one is really like the next step is a continuation. And it acknowledges the current experience, which I think is the important part. Whereas the second, yes, again, it's same topic, so better than nothing, but it's still asking them to start a new journey in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it. So look, it really is that simple. Step one, create a lead magnet. Step two, record the layup episode. And step three, make sure you have a natural next step positioning. When you do that and you start doing, again, more of these layup episodes, you'll see the night and day difference with your audience taking way more action. So look, if you've got a lead magnet or a freebie, as some people call it, that you're proud of, but every time you promote it, it just doesn't seem to land. And has left you wondering, why is no one biting, even though it's super valuable? And that's exactly why we created, I hope you see what we're doing here, the Layup Episode Builder Guide. It's a simple plug and play template designed to help you structure your podcast episodes around the lead magnet you want to offer to your audience, so that it feels like an obvious next step, not a random add-on. And with this simple change, you can have way more listeners joining your newsletter, free community, buying your courses, or booking in calls. All because you had the Layup Episode Builder to help you craft that perfect episode that gets your listeners taking action. So look, if you're tired of pushing freebies and giving that free magnet without any traction, go to the show notes and click the first link in the description, or visit getmorelisteners.com/layup. Again, getmorelisteners.com/layup. And grab your free layup episode builder.